It's just a delight to have Derek back. This is his third visit to our church, and tonight I'm actually going to interview Derek. So this morning he's going to share his story and some photos. So I want us to stand up together right now, C3 Powerhouse, give a massive welcome to Derek Rebello.
Morning, church. So nice to be here again. It's wonderful always to have a chance to come back to Sunshine Coast, to be here at C3 Powerhouse. I believe I was here 5 years ago. It's been such a long time. It's nice to be here with you and share a little bit about my story. Was there anyone here that was here 5 years ago? Oh, wow, a lot of people. That's amazing. So many great things has happened and crazy things in life. Well, for who doesn't really know me, I was born blind with glaucoma, not being able to see. And since birth, my life was like a roller coaster, you know, especially on the very beginning from my parents, where they had no idea that I was going to be born blind. And once my father, he found that out, he took me immediately to the doctor, and they said, well, your kid has glaucoma. He will need to have eye surgeries immediately. So on the first few months, I was in the surgery room for many times, and it was done like three surgeries on my eyes. And none of them was able to bring me the sight. And I believe that since back there, it was God's purpose into my life, and I had to grow up knowing how to deal with my blindness and live a life actually walking by faith and not by sight. And for me, on the very beginning was a specific moment where I needed to understand how to deal with people who would not want to be around me, especially at school time, where I had to go through a lot of bullying, a lot of rejection. But every time I went through that, it really made me strong in life. And I never had a complaint, not even to my parents, and not even to God, because I knew that He was taking care of me. Yes. And all of those moments made me really strong. And I believe I wouldn't have been where I am today if I would not have faced those adversity of life. And God, since always, He's been amazing in putting the right people along my life. And one of the greatest gifts that He has given me, it's my dog. She goes with me everywhere. She's my guide dog. And then I like to share a little bit about her, because she has changed my life. And she guides me all over the place. We have an amazing relationship, and I tell to everyone that she's also Christian. She hasn't been baptized yet, but she loves God. So, in the same way as I do, she also loves the ocean. She loves to go to the beach, and she loves the fact that I surf. We have this amazing relationship. And one of the breaks that I really wanted to surf when I started to surf was Pipeline in Hawaii. And I would love to show you a video so you understand what actually that wave is about.
Pipeline's one of the heaviest waves in the world. The amount of water on the amount of reef coming down is pretty much uncomprehendable.
Pipeline is really strong, really powerful, and in 1 second it could be your dream, it could be your worst nightmare.
For a lot of people, it's really the ultimate wave to surf.
Pipeline is the wave that pushes all of our senses to the limits.
It's powerful, hollow, and shallow. You add that with a big contingent of people wanting to surf it, and it gets really dangerous.
Pipeline is one of the most dangerous waves in the world, and when you know what you're doing, and you've been surfing for 30 years, and you can see perfectly well, you can die.
As you look down the wall of the wave dropping in, it is frightening. I could not fathom doing it completely blind. You would have no idea what is coming next.
Pipeline is a deadly wave if you have all your senses. And so if you're missing one, you know, you're that much more likely to get potentially, you know, career ending or worse.
I took off, wiped out countless times, that just thinking, is this the time? Is this it?
The thought of someone surfing pipeline without sight was unimaginable. Yet I heard about someone who wanted to do just that. Get barreled at pipeline, blind.
Yeah.
Might be wondering why someone who is blind wanted to surf pipeline, wanted to surf such a crazy wave. And I believe that was God's purpose into my life. Especially my father, he was already a surfer, and my name is after the Hawaiian surfer Derek Ho. And my dad's dream was that I would become a professional surfer one day. But that, obviously, he thought that it would never happen when he realized that I was born blind. And also growing up in a town where everyone surfs and being around people that love to surf would not have taken me into a different spot, different than surfing. And one of the interesting moments, especially talking about purpose, was before I was born, my parents, they were a very young couple. They had just started to date, and they came from a very humble family, where they were starting their lives. And the pregnancy for them was a huge surprise that they were not expecting. And on that moment, when my mom found out that she was pregnant, they were really, really scared and really afraid of what was going to happen. And I have a short video here from what my mom says about that. I'm sorry the video is in Portuguese, but you should be able to read the subtitles.
Fiz os exames, descobri que estava grávida, né? E cheguei. Até ir no médico para abortar. Mas eu já pedi muito perdão a Deus por isso.
So, even my dad and my mom, they went through that moment. They had no idea how they would go through that challenge in their life. And I'm very grateful for the decision they made, because it's nice for me to know that they had to take a step of faith. They have to take a step of how I'm gonna grow this child. And they didn't even know I was going to be born blind. And if my mom would have taken a different decision, I would not have been here today. And that shows when God has a goal for us, a purpose, nothing can change. And I would want to really encourage each of you here today to find out what is His purpose to your life. Because the same way He has something amazing for me, I'm sure He has for each of you who is here today. I would love to invite you to close your eyes. And I would want to guide you a little bit of what my world is like, what is how to live a life being blind with daily challenges, facing obstacles. And as you have your eyes closed now, I would invite you to imagine you starting your day in the morning. Maybe where you feel most comfortable, in your bedroom. And as you wake up, you realize that you cannot see. You don't have one of the most important senses for the human being, which is your sight. But you can hear, you can touch, you can imagine now and listen to the birds sing outside of your window. You can feel the breeze coming through, the sun shining. And think how wonderful it is to be able to understand that we not only have the sight, we have all the other senses that can help us, that God has given to us and we can use. For me, not being able to see made me understand that being blind couldn't be an excuse to stop me. Because I can use the other senses. And as you keep your eyes closed, I ask you to picture in your mind your home. And try to imagine yourself making your way from your bedroom all the way to the kitchen, only using the other senses. Maybe touching the walls, listening to your footsteps while you walk, and getting closer to the kitchen where you may want to find something to eat, maybe a glass of water to drink, maybe a piece of fruit. You might want to make yourself a cup of coffee. Try to feel and imagine the temperature of that cup as you hold that in your hand. What is the smell like of that coffee you drink every day in the morning? How does that water taste? And as you finish at your kitchen, make yourself walking outside of your home, outside of an environment where you're feeling very comfortable and safe, to the street, to the roads where there are a lot of traffic, where all the other senses you're using might be a little overwhelmed, fill it up with a lot of information. Your hearing, which is something really powerful for who cannot see, now can listen to the traffic lights, to cars driving past, back and forth. And you are right upon the curb in a crosswalk, wanting to go to the other side. Let's say your goal is to get closer to the beach, only using the other senses, a part of the sight. And you are upon that curb, needing to take a step of faith, being courage, because you know you need to cross that road. And it might be a specific area in your life at the moment where you're facing something, where there is something holding you back. And I ask you, where is your focus on the moment? On things that can go wrong? On things that you don't want to happen towards your life? Or on your goal? Or on your faith in God? Where are you wasting your thoughts and your time? It should be on what you want to achieve. It should be on things you want to be done in your life. I really encourage you now to take that step of faith and leave behind anything that's been holding you back. And imagine yourself crossing that road now. Getting closer to the beach. You're walking. You can slowly feel the sand under your feet. You can slowly, from very far away, feel that sea breeze. And finally, hear and listening to the sound of the waves. And you're right in front of the water now. And you have this beautiful, this amazing ocean, this creation of God. You can feel the water slowly running through your feet. You can hear the waves crashing. You can feel the sun setting down. And on that moment, I ask you, what can you be grateful for in your life? What is something that you can be extremely grateful for? Maybe that you are able to see. Maybe you can be grateful for your family, for your friends around you, for your job. Maybe you can be grateful for things that you don't have in life. I could have been someone complaining, blaming God that I was born blind. But I was extremely always grateful for the opportunity that He has given me. You may open your eyes, please. And I really understood that being grateful and always rejoicing in the Lord would bring me a perfect life. I used my blindness as a tool to help me, as something to make me stronger. Because guys, I was like born blind, but I had all the other senses that would be strong enough to help me. And look on it, I was like, God is amazing. He has made me perfect. I'm able to walk, I'm able to hug people, I'm able to surf. There are only things to be grateful about. And my father is, and one of the persons that for me, there's no way that I could, you know, have gone through what I went without him. Because he was always telling me that, Derek, be grateful that you can walk, that you can hear. You can do anything you want. You can do everything. Might not be as perfect as you expect. Might take a little longer, but you can do it. Especially if you trust in God. Because He will strengthen you, He will make you stronger. And when I was about to be 17 years old, my father started to teach me how to surf. He took me to the beach. He brought me a surfboard. And on that first day that I stood up on a surfboard, I was feeling so accomplished, so included, and even loved by God, because I was able to do that just by listening to the waves, touching the surfboard, touching the waves when I had the chance. And I was living that dream that I had. And the whole idea about Pipeline started when a friend of mine was telling me that he went to Hawaii and he surfed one of the most amazing waves in the world. And I was like, bro, I want to go with you one day, you go. Please take me. And he's like, well, I do believe you can surf Pipeline, but it's going to be very dangerous. And then I started to practice. I got my stuff prepared to go. I was 1 year on this mission trying to make this trip happen. And it was 12 years ago. And a few days before my flight, I was at the beach. I just surfed and I was just reflecting to that moment. And someone came to me and said, Derek, you are going to die if you go to Hawaii. Whoa. Wow. I don't know if you ever have faced something like that where someone goes to you and says, don't do something because you're going to die. That is something really negative. Where I was very lost on that moment. And that person was keeping talking to me and said, you have no idea how dangerous it is to surf Pipeline. You're putting yourself in a position where you should not be. You're not thinking about your family. You're not thinking about those who love you. You're being selfish, thinking about your own dream. And from that place over there, I walked home. I was crying. I was really, really afraid. Was one of the moments in my life where the fear really took over me, and I didn't know what to do. I was about to give up of that goal. I was about to leave everything behind. And my father, he was there once again to encourage me and to help me, to pray for me, and to make sure not to give it up. And that person even told me, Derek, you know that every year someone in Pipeline die because of an accident. Wow. He was really trying to convince me not to do that. But God already had that written in my life. No one could stop me. Yeah. And I was able to meet one of the greatest surfers ever. I was able to meet Kelly. And when I met him, I told him, Kelly, I really want to surf Pipeline. I need your help. And he really believed I could do that. And he set up 3 goals for me, and he said if I would make it, which was to learn how to pedal faster, to use a thicker board, and to go on a boogie board with someone that could surf with me at Pipeline first. Because according to his knowledge, I would need to do those steps so I would understand better how it would be for me to be over there. And he promised me that if I would do those 3 goals, I would not only be able to surf Pipeline, as he would be there with me. And I did all the goals he set it up for me. And a few months later, I was there surfing Pipeline, alive. I didn't die. I've been... Thank you. I've been going back and forth to Hawaii for 12 years, and I have never had a scratch or an accident because God was there protecting me. Yeah. And after doing that, I was able to start my journey as a professional surfer. I became sponsored by a big surfing company. I was traveling all over the world, living this dream of a professional surfer, and without sight. And I got really deep in the big wave scenario, because I believe that we can always grow in life. We can always chase for bigger things. And that feeling of growth was with me. And I wanted to surf Nazareth, which is one of the biggest waves in the planet. Does anyone here know the wave of Nazareth in Portugal? Yeah. So Nazareth is a... This is another world. It's a giant wave. It's where even though you do everything right, perfectly, things can still go wrong. It's where you really need a lot of faith. Actually, to become a surfer, it's already an act of faith, because even though you can see, you're ready for something that you cannot see, right? So you don't know what's going to come. So to become a surfer, you need a lot of faith. And for me to surf Nazareth, I needed to learn how to tow in. I needed to learn how to to work with a team, right? To have a ski who would launch me on a wave, because the speed of the wave is so fast you cannot paddle towards that. I needed to learn how to expand my lungs, do a lot of holding breath training, carry rocks under the water so I was going to be able to hold my breath for very long if I needed. And on the beginning, I was only able to hold my breath for 20 seconds. And I was like, I cannot go to Nazareth until I reach 3 minutes without breathing. And in the end of my preparation, I was able to hold my breath for 3.5 minutes under the water, but still hoping that I would not need to do that. Because if there is one thing we don't want to, it's to be pounded at Nazareth, right? So there were a lot of fears that I would have to face, definitely. And fear is something for me, after that situation of Pipeline, I learned that we need to be under control. We need to put our trust in God, because he will take care of us. He will not allow us to have fear. I don't believe that you can, out of nothing, just delete fear of your life. What I believe is that we can make our faith bigger than our fear. And on that moment, I was using everything that could make me scared to make me more prepared, to work out more, to be more well physically, mentally, and especially spiritually. In doing all of that, I was able to go to Nazareth and surf one of the biggest waves in the world. I'll show you this video. I really remember how everything happened. I was so focused on that wave. I was holding the rope behind the ski. It was God, the wave, and I, nothing else. I always want more and more. I really enjoy to challenge myself and go beyond my limits. That wave that came behind
got me badly. I got so pounded. I did not even care how pounded I got because I was overwhelmed by the wave I just surfed. It was epic. I cannot get it out of my mind.
That day was a really special moment in my life because it really showed me when you are strong with your confidence, when you trust on the team you have with you, when you trust on the people that are around you, and especially put God above all things, and you, it's a result of a lot of prayer, of a lot of spending the time with God, and I knew that He was there with me on that day. And when we are here, when I asked you to close your eyes, I like to have that music, Oceans, in the background. When I was going, that was my first wave at Nazareth. When I was going towards that wave, I was singing that song before I just took off on a wave. And that's a really powerful music that talks to me. But Nazareth, even though I have this huge connection with this place, I've been going back there since like 2017, and we just finished to film a movie about this journey that we hopefully comes out this year still. But there is something bigger that God has done in my life. When I was living in Australia, I went to Perth to speak in a church. And after I spoke, when I finished, I got out of the stage. And someone was walking really fast by me and just stepped on my foot. And she came and she said, sorry, obviously. And I'm like, okay, no problem, it's all good. And we took a picture together, and then I told my friend, she's extremely beautiful, right, this woman? And anyway, so on the next day, I'm doing something with the Christian surfers in Perth, and then when I was in the room, in the venue, I heard her voice walking in through the door, and I told my friend, there she comes, I'm gonna put my feet under the table, I don't wanna be stepped over again. So we were able to talk for a little bit after. I wish I could tell the whole story, but it's a long story. But I invited her to go out for dinner. She didn't have availability. She was busy with her Bible college and working. But anyway, we made to have a date together. And we became boyfriends and girlfriends. And since then, God did a miracle in our life. And 3 months later, I wanted to propose to her. I decided that I wanted to spend the rest of my life with this amazing woman. And I had to prepare myself to take her for a date and ask her to be my wife. And I was really nervous because I knew that her answer would change my life forever. Even though either a yes or a yes, I needed to be prepared. So I was confident. And then we go for a date, and she says yes. And a few months later, we are getting married in Margaret River. And we've been together for 8 years. And her biggest concern on the wedding was, how would I know that she was about to arrive without stepping on my feet? And she surprised me. She walking down the aisle, actually at the beach, singing that song, Angels Brought Me Here. And my wedding was one of the happiest day of my life. And after that, we moved to Brazil. We've been living in Brazil for 5 years. And last time, actually, I was here, she was just pregnant. And we had a beautiful son, Elias, 4 years ago. He was here at this church, inside her belly, but he was here. And that's a beautiful family. And we also have Hannah. She's 2 years old. So I like to end this talking about my family because family for me is my biggest value. That's what encourages me. That's what lifts me up and gives me a lot of strength to do everything I want to do in life, to surf, to travel, to speak at churches, events, corporates. That's what really encourages me and helps me also to help people. So I really want to encourage you to find out your values so you can not only change your life, but you also can inspire people. That you also can be a source of an influence and love to people's life, right? Huge thank you for all of you here that came today. I really appreciate your time. And I hope to see you next time. I'll be here tonight, and we're going to have an awesome time together again. Thank you.